Well, church, as you know, so many things are going on. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things that are taking place in our church right now. So many different things that are taking place, and sometimes it's hard to keep track. What's going to happen this weekend? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen today? There's just so many things that are taking place, and it's easy for us to lose focus. It's easy for our focus, for our vision to start straying on different things, on different elements. But we got to remember to keep our eye on Him. We got to remember to keep our focus on the Lord and keep our eye on our pastor, and we need to continue to be prayerful for our pastor. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. As we begin, I want to read out of the book of Matthew, chapter 17. And let's begin reading with verse number 17. And here is what it says, verse number 17. And this is after the disciples were not able to cast out a demon out of a person. They came to the Lord Jesus saying, "What's going on? We can't do this." This is what the Lord Jesus responded with. Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, they came to him separately and they said, "Why could we not cast him out? Why could not we cast him out?" Jesus answered in verse number 20, and Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief." There it is, because of your unbelief. "For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Let me read part of verse number 20 once again. This is Jesus' answer to the disciples of why they could not cast this devil out. He said, "Because of your unbelief." And that's one of the things that we want to talk about right now. Unbelief, that's the opposite of belief. That's the opposite of having faith. The Lord told them, "Because of your unbelief, that's why you were not able to cast this devil out. For verily, for truthfully, I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed," there it is, a faith as a grain of mustard seed. The Lord is quantifying, or he's giving us an example of a size measurement. It doesn't have to be a lot of faith, a little bit of faith. You know, the other night we heard Brother Paul Price preach on watermelon faith, the watermelon seed, and how big that watermelon grows. We have watermelon faith. Well, here the Lord is setting a standard. Faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed. If ye could have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain. Let's compare a seed to a mountain. How huge is a mountain? Well, it depends on how big the mountain in your life is, but a mountain in itself, generally speaking, is something that is big, is something monumental, is something that looks unmovable. But here the Lord says, if you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, "Remove hence to yonder place." Mountain, move. Move from where you are sitting at to another place, and it shall remove, or it shall be moved, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Church, that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now in these few moments. I'm trying to remind you that all we got to have is faith to move. That's the size of a mustard seed. It'll move a mountain, and nothing will be impossible unto us. I hope I'm building up some faith right now just in sharing this scripture to you right now, as we're going to get into some prayer lists here in just a moment. But we need to be able to rise up with our faith. We need to be able to activate our faith. And this is the word of God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what this word is doing right now. It is beginning to engender, is beginning to create, it is beginning to spark some faith in us as we begin and move forward. Before we go into the prayer list, though, I want to say one more thing. I want to talk about our pastor. And I felt this. I just spoke to Sister Cindy this morning about this, and I felt this in prayer in the last several days this week, and that is our pastor. We know that our pastor is on the mend. He's getting stronger. He's getting much better every day. He's being fortified. He's being strengthened. But we know the sickness that he went through and how much it took out of him, but he's doing much, much better. But in that time of weakness, and the pastor talked about it, you know, the enemy came to him and tempted him and gave him words of discouragement on that night at the hospital. And so I thought about it. During this time that our pastor has been down, he's been sick, these are one of the times where we as a church need to rally around our pastor. We need to gather around our pastor. We need to unite in strength and in unity around our pastor, and we need to help him carry the load. Please hear those words. These are the times where we need to help our pastor carry the load. Now, are we pastors? No. Are we assistant pastors? No. But we are helpers. We are assistants in different ways, and one of the ways that we help is in prayer. That is the greatest thing that we can do. A lot of people say, well, I want to do something. I want to preach. I want to teach. I want to sing. I want to do this. Church, the greatest thing that we can do is get to the altar and support our pastor in prayer. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost anointing as I'm saying this right now because it is the truth. This is the best way that we can help and support our pastor and our church. And so once again, in this time that our pastor has been on the mend, he's been getting better and he's been getting fortified, during this time is when we need to come together in prayer and support our pastor and strengthen our pastor, specifically how? Supporting the church, praying for the church, praying for the people. And I felt this strongly in the last couple of nights, and that is this. Lord, I need to help my pastor in praying for this church, in praying for the people. And as I began to pray that, church, I want you to know, I began to feel this deep anointing, this fervent anointing as I began to pray that prayer. And what was happening, church, is this. God was allowing me to have some of that burden. God was imparting some of that burden to me that our pastor has. But please note how it started. It started with a need, a desire, and that desire became a prayer, and that prayer became a burden. Praise God. And I'm just reading some messages that are coming in as we're talking right now, but let me focus on this thought here for just a moment. Once again, and I want you to get this, church. This is so important. As I began to feel that anointing settle in, I thought, okay, Lord, what is this? I haven't quite felt this before. You can tell the different anointing, the different things that come on you in prayer. And as I began to feel that, I felt, Lord, this is special. This is genuine. This is real. And the Lord allowed me to understand, yes, this is what he wants us to have, a true, genuine burden for our pastor, for our church, and for the people. And it's only going to happen, church, when we begin to hunger after it, begin to thirst for it, and we begin to work for it. Isn't it interesting in the kingdom of God? We have to work for these things. We've got to pray for them. We've got to fast for them. We've got to almost earn them. It's not earning it, but we've got to work and offer a sacrifice for these things. And that's what began to happen this week as I began to feel this in prayer. Okay, Lord, I'm feeling the beginning of it. I want more of it, Lord God, because church, if we just try to do this in our own human nature, in our whole understanding and our own ability, it's not going to last very long. But when it's a God-given burden, when it's a God-given desire and anointing for the people and to help our pastor, that's when things are going to begin to happen. We're going to begin to feel it in prayer. Yes, Lord, I'm calling out this name. I'm calling out that situation, and you're going to feel the Holy Ghost begin to pray through you. It's a different world, church. It's a different place where the Lord wants us to get to. Praise God. I can go on and on with this a little bit longer, but I hope you're feeling what I'm saying. We need to get a hold of this, and we need to do it in prayer. It all starts in prayer. Praise God. I'm going to move over now to a couple of items that have just come in recently. We sent out an evangelism prayer list. We'll be sending one out this week again, but we've added a few names to it. Brother Rao asked us to pray for his cousin Gage. I believe he's only 21 years old. Listen to this. 21 years old, and there's something wrong with him. His spine, his nerves, the doctors don't even know what's wrong with him. But his father, who's a backslider, they live in Illinois, I believe, has reached out and told us that they've been listening to our online services, to our devotion services. See, when there's a need, church, when there's a need, people are going to cry out, even if they're not right with God, because they know where to go to. And that's exactly what Brother Ralph's cousin's family did this last week. They reached out to us saying, please pray for my son. I know where he can get his healing. Praise God. So we're going to be praying for Gage, 21-year-old young man. Doctors don't know what's wrong with him, but the Lord knows what's wrong with him. And we're going to pray with that faith that the Lord Jesus told the disciples, faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. Praise God. Also, Brother Adrian Gutierrez called me here just 15, 20 minutes ago before the call this morning, and he let me know in Spanish, Hermano Adrián, estamos orando. We're going to do a little bilingual here in just a moment. But basically, he let us know a very tragic situation. His aunt in Mexico just lost two daughters, one to cancer. The other one had some heart issues, and COVID came in, and then it, you know, it finished it up and it took her out, and she's passed here just this morning, I believe. Hermano Adrián nos dijo que su tía perdió dos hijas recientemente, una de cáncer y otra tenía problema de corazón, y el virus vino y ahora pasó, falleció esta mañana la otra hija. So we're going to be praying for Brother Adrian's family in Mexico for peace and for salvation for that family as well. And then something very interesting, and I thought about it, and I'm going to go ahead and mention it, church. Brother Adrian told me something else. And please bear with me. I'm getting some text messages. I want to see if there's any other needs here. Bear with us for just a moment. All right. Yes. Okay, Sister Boggs. And this is good. Hey, when we're doing this, if you have a need, send it in. We're getting some requests right now. Right now, we just got a request from Sister Boggs. She's saying, pray for my back. Hey, Sister Boggs, if you're on the line, we want you to know we're going to be praying for your back and for your family and any other situation around you and your family. We're going to be praying for you, and we're going to be praying specifically for your back that the Lord would touch and heal you. We also have another request that came in, I believe, this morning. Sister Alina's mom, we're going to be praying for Azareth that the Lord would touch and heal in that situation as well. Also, we're going to be praying for Sister Cindy's son in San Fernando. I've been thinking about him, Sister Cindy, in the last week. And she just mentioned something about him to me this morning. We're going to be praying for him as well. Boy, I'm beginning to feel the Holy Ghost anointing. Isn't that something, church? Pastor said it. When we begin to pray for other people, I'm feeling this strong. When we begin to pray for other people, for the needs of the people, the Lord is there. How many times have you gone into prayer? And you begin to pray for your needs. Oh, Lord, you know my situation. You know my problem. You know the thing. And all of a sudden you shift gears. No, Lord, let me put me aside. Let me pray for my brother Ray Smith. And let me pray for my sister who's sick. And as soon as you begin to do that, church, the anointing falls. And it makes you remember, why didn't I start doing this in the first place? Because see, that's where the heart of the Lord is, church, in the needs of the people. It's His church. It's His church. Praise God. I'm going to quickly and briefly list these names. Praise God. I'm already feeling the anointing, but I'm going to go ahead and list these names. We're going to continue to pray for Elisa Terrazas. We're going to pray for Sarah and Dave. Gary Strievel, there's been a great improvement, but we're going to continue to pray there. We're going to continue to pray for the Riggs. We're going to pray for Alejandra, niece, Brother Adrian's niece as well. We're going to be continuing to pray for Brother Ray and Sister Alice that the Lord will continue the great work that He's began there. We're going to continue to pray for David and Judy Arguijo that the Lord will continue to touch and heal. We're praying for Brother Brill's mother, Dorothy, Sister Judy's mother, Mary Lou. We're praying for Noel, who is in the military now. The Lord will keep His hand upon him. And we're going to continue to pray for Sister Marlin that the Lord will continue to touch and heal. We have several call-ins: Sherry Miranda, Abigail Morales, Kendra Magallanes, Kathleen, and some of these have to do with deliverance. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Deliverance. Yes, we are in spiritual warfare, church, and we're going to pray that the Lord would continue to deliver these people from the enemy who has them bound. Also, we're praying for Sheena, for Elvia, for Chris Sanders, Lara Alvarado, Antonio, and Rosa. Now, I mentioned something here just a moment ago, church, and it has to do with deliverance. We talked about the very first verse, and I didn't realize that we were going to talk about this, but the first verse that we read about, let's talk about that. Lord, why could not we cast this demon out? Why couldn't we do it? And the Lord told him, because of your unbelief. And the answer, the immediate response to that is, faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. We can move this mountain. We already talked about that. Well, I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. Brother Adrian shared something else with me this morning, and this is going to sound a little crazy, but this is the reality that we're living in today. He talked to me about how that about four in the morning at a cemetery close to where he lives, he began to hear some prayer and some chanting, but not the right kind, church. not the kind of prayer that's offered to the Lord. It was a group of probably Satanists or devil worshippers or something, and they began to call on the name of the devil. I don't even need to glorify that. You know what I'm saying? They began to call on that name, and they began to chant and pray for whatever they're praying for. So, church, the reason I'm mentioning this to you right now is because, yes, the fact of the matter is we are in spiritual warfare. And we may not hear and see this type of activity every day, but we do feel it because it's all around us. There are people that are opposing us who are fighting on the other side, if you will. And we feel this opposition. We can feel this during our daily lives. And we got to remember, this is a spiritual warfare that we're involved in. And that's why we know how to put on that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, that our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We know how to take up the sword of the Spirit, and we know how to use the shield of faith to ward off the enemy. So, church, we have been armed. We know our tools, our weaponry. But remember, this is a spiritual warfare. We just got another prayer request right now. I'm going to read it to you in just a moment. But this is a spiritual warfare. We got to be mindful of that, church. We are not ignorant of his devices. Boy, I didn't even plan on going into this area this morning, church, but I'm feeling it now. Yes, let's remember, we're soldiers in the Lord's army, and we're going to endure hardness like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But what are we fighting against? Who are we fighting against? Well, the important thing is this. We know who our captain is, praise God. We know who our general, who our military leader is, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are on the winning side, church. So let's not be dismayed. Let's not be discouraged. Let's not be afraid. And you know what? There's going to be times where we do have some unbelief. Boy, this is all tying in together. I didn't write any of this. I didn't plan this. But church, I want you to feel what I'm feeling, understand what I'm saying. We as soldiers, there's going to be times of doubt, discouragement, unbelief. Oh, but all we got to do is put on that helmet of salvation. Oh, yes, that's all we got to do, church. We got to get on our knees, get into that place of prayer and say, Lord, I'm on your side, and you're my captain, Lord God, and I need you to lead this battle, and you're going to begin to see what happens as you begin to pray in that way, church. You're going to begin to feel that faith build up in you again. It's going to be a little size of a grain of a mustard seed, but after a while, it's going to feel like a watermelon, like Brother Paul Price talked about. I'm just trying to encourage you, church, as we begin to pray for these names that we're about to pray for, not just this morning, but throughout the week as you're praying. Remember this, church. There is power in prayer. Prayer is powerful. It is our greatest asset, our greatest weapon in this warfare that we are involved in. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read one more prayer request that Sister Helen just sent in. She said, pray for my waist down, my legs, the last three days, my back has caused a lot of pain. It's worse than before. That sounds pretty discouraging. The pain in her back is worse than before. But church, what are we going to do? We're going to take up our faith. We're going to put on our helmet of salvation. We're going to take up this faith, and we're going to begin to pray that the Lord would turn this situation, as well as all the other situations that we just talked about. And we're going to have faith that the Lord is going to touch Sister Helen, going to touch Sister Pat Boggs, going to touch all of these other needs, and they're going to begin to feel an immediate change. Praise God. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line right now. We're going to begin to hear each other's voices, and I hope you're already praying. I hope you feel the anointing that we feel already. And as we begin to hear each other's voices, let's encourage each other in prayer. I don't know, we may go 10 minutes, 15, 20, I don't know, church, but at the end, I'll probably end up muting you again, and I'll end up speaking to you once again. I know last week we had a bit of a challenge, but here we go, church. Here we go. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. At your dead, you can begin to hear each other pray. Let's hear each other pray right now. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's lift up these things that we've been praying for already. in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to touch us, to heal.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
God, there's nothing too hard or impossible with you.
Hallelujah.
God, we look to you, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith.
Lord, you know everything.
Hallelujah. We lift your name, Lord God.
I love you, God. I worship you. I worship you. You're all we need, Lord. Everything we need, we find in you, God.
pasture.
God, thank you for drawing those that live in the city of Ontario.
That's right, church. Let's pray that the Lord will give us our pastor has. Lord
Talk about that, Lord.
Thank you, God.
John and for her son. We're praying for their
situation.
Hallelujah.
Services that the Lord would bless him. Lord, God, I ask you to touch any backsliding to come. I ask you to I didn't even need to put the line on mute. Everyone's on the line. You know what I'm doing right now? Sister Cindy, you on the line?
Yes.
Sister Cindy, why don't you share with us a little bit? I know that there's been a lot been taking place with you, but why don't you take a few minutes just to share some of the great things that God has been doing? I know God has been working in your family. Whatever is on your heart, why don't you just go ahead and share something?
I'm sitting in my closet, and God... It's just like an issue that they're holding us. And the thing is, it came to me this morning in prayer. He brought us through the fire. That virus went through us like wildflower. And we went through the fire, but nobody got burned.
Yes, amen, amen.
God, he's holding us. And he just wants us to draw closer to him. In his word, spending time with him and making him a priority. God's really been dealing with me about prayer. I get up, I go to prayer in the morning, and when I pray, I feel like I get up at 5 and I'm half asleep. And one day I got up and I missed my prayer time. I was so upset with myself. And I walked in there and I had a cup of tea. And I slammed it down on the counter, and I said, you know what, God, I'm wide awake. And I said, I'm going to go sit down with you because I'm going to give you my first fruit.
Yes.
Helping you guys, my prayer life just changed. It just changed dramatically from that moment on.
Praise God.
I felt like God said, okay, now you're praying with purpose.
Yes.
And it's just been one thing after the other. But I realize I feel such a burden, not a burden like there's people in sin, but for the body. You know, it's like I shared this in women's prayer. God's given me a strength that I cannot explain. He's taken things away that used to ail me. But that strength's not for me. That strength is for the body.
Yes.
And it's like, God,
impart that strength, impart that faith. We need, if we're a body, we need to talk as if we're a body. I'm putting on armor daily. I've been doing this for 8 years, but I'm not putting on armor on just me anymore. I'm putting on armor as a body. I say us. I say
That's
we.
Good. That's good.
Today, there's a part in my spiritual warfare book, and it says, what are your needs? And I told God, I don't have any because you supply all my needs.
Yes.
I went back to it, and I said, but you know what, God? I'm the body, and the body has serious needs. I got you.
Hallelujah.
So I started naming them one by one. I'm telling you, George, he hears us. I know he hears us. I'm just thankful for revelation. I'm thankful that there's more that we can grasp for. And we can go as deep as we want it sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
Just thankfulness all for the pick.
Oh, thank you, Sister Cindy. This was powerful. Several, so many things that Sister Cindy mentioned that I can hit on, but two things I want to focus on is this. She mentioned first fruits. First fruits. It's just like the Bible teaches us our tithing, to give of our first fruits in our tithing. It's the same thing that Sister Cindy is talking about. When at the beginning of the day or at the beginning of your energy level, whatever you want to call it, when we can give those first fruits to the Lord in prayer, the Lord, I believe, is going to respect that offering. And the other thing she talked about, she came back around to what we started talking about at the beginning of this call, and that is this, the needs of the church, the needs of the body. When we can learn to center our focus around the needs of the church, the needs of the body, that's what the Lord is wanting. That's what God is wanting. And you heard the anointing in Sister Cindy's voice as she's saying this. She's got a hold of this. She's gotten a hold of this church. We need to continue to get a hold of it. I felt it strongly this week, and that's why I shared it with you this morning. There's something to that. If you know what? Let me just say this. If we are having problems praying in our own personal prayer lives, well, I'm just not succeeding the way I want to. I just don't feel God, and I don't think I'm really breaking down any walls in prayer. Church, begin to pray for the body. Begin to pray for your pastor. Begin to pray for other people, and you'll see what God begins to do. He's going to begin to pray through you, and that is the thing that is going to take you to that next place, that victorious place in prayer, and then you can go into other areas from there. But start with that. If you're having struggle or having a problem in prayer, that's where you need to start. Praise God. You know what? In the future, I may just do that. I may just call out on one of you. And if anyone wants to share something, that's fine. It's been almost 40. Could you believe we've been on the line almost 45 minutes? It's gone so quickly. But before I close today, is there anyone else who just wants to speak up and just say a shout out, praise God, anything at all? Anybody else? Don't be shy. It's all right then. It's all right. I may just pick on someone if I see someone's name on the phone list next week. So, but you know what? This has been good, church. This has been good. Let's continue to carry the spirit of prayer in our homes. I know Sister Cindy has a prayer closet, a very literal prayer closet. Several of you that are on the line have a prayer closet. Let's continue to do that, and let's be prayerful towards tomorrow's services. We look forward to seeing you all there at one or two of those services. Praise God. God bless you in Jesus' name, and please be prayerful throughout the day. God bless all of you. Amen.